Revelation chapter 3, could we read from verse 7? And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. What a tremendous phrase that is. Even just those two words, I know. Now, those two words are recorded in every one of the seven letters. I noticed it yesterday just, and I thought about those two words, and then I went back through each of the churches and each of the letters, and I went through all seven letters, and those words are recorded. The Lord Jesus said to every one of the churches, I know. You see, he knows everything. He is omniscient. That's what the theologians talk about. They refer to his omniscience, simply meaning he knows everything. No one else knows everything, not even the devil himself. But the Lord Jesus Christ knows everything. He knows everything about you and me. Now, your Christian brothers and sisters mightn't know many things about your life. I mightn't know some of the things that you're involved in. Oh, you know, none of us know very much. And when it comes to knowing things about each other, perhaps we don't know very much. And yet here's one who knows everything. And here's one who sees everything. And he knows what goes on behind the scenes. He hears the whispers. He knows what's going on. And sometimes men try to hide from God. Sinners try to hide from God. And they say that he cannot see. The Lord doesn't see. But he does. Oh, the Lord doesn't know what we're up to. But he does. The Lord knows all things. And even sometimes Christians can try to hide things. But the Lord knows all about it. He sees everything that happens, and he knows all that's going on. And what an encouragement that is for those of us who are the Lord's. Even though we know so little, and even though so often we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, yet the Lord knows what's going on behind the scenes, and we can trust in him. Verse 8, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Isn't that a great encouragement for us here today? You see that door out there? No man can shut it. Nobody can shut that door. While the Lord desires that this church should be here to be a lighthouse to this community, no man can shut that door. Oh, there are those who would like to shut that door. And how sad that there are even those today who would try to take over churches and would try to put the congregation out and try to put the pastor out and would try to shut the door. But praise God, here's the great Lord of glory, and he says, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Oh, let's look to the Lord. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Tomorrow will be the 40th anniversary of the landing of Neil Armstrong on the moon. And over the last few days, there's been quite a lot of coverage on the television about that great day, that amazing day whenever man stepped onto the moon. Man walked on the moon. But you know, there's something far more important than man walking on the moon. God walking on the earth. You see, God did walk upon the earth. Jesus Christ took upon him a human body, and he became just like us, yet without sin. And the Lord Jesus, for 33 and a half years, walked upon planet earth. I think that's more important than Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin walking on the moon. And the one who walked upon this earth, he is the one who has written these letters to the churches that we have been considering. These seven letters to the seven churches, these are very important letters because they're not only relevant for the churches to which they were written, but they're relevant to churches from every age. And they are relevant for us. Now today we come to the second last church. We made our way through 2 points last Sunday morning, but we didn't quite get to the third point. You remember, those who were here last Sunday morning, how we talked about the beholds that are mentioned from verse 8 through to verse 11. Verse 8, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. That's the behold of opportunity. You remember that we talked about that last Sunday. The behold of opportunity. Because the Lord said, behold, I have set before thee an open door and no man can shut it. And we talked about the two doors that the Lord has opened. There's the door of salvation. And there's the door of service. And then we moved on to the second behold in verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. This is the behold of superiority. First of all, the behold of opportunity, but here's the behold of superiority. You see, the Lord Jesus was saying that there was coming a day whenever his foes would be humbled. All those who had arrayed themselves against the church at Philadelphia, those on the outside, those on the inside, every one of them would be humbled. Every one of them would be exposed. And thank God that will happen someday. We have enemies, and that's something that I probably nearly refer to every Sunday. But I believe that it needs to be emphasized. We have enemies. We have foes. But thank God one day they'll be humbled. They'll all be humbled. You see, everyone who opposes the gospel of Christ will be humbled. How can you fight against God and come out on the right side? How can you possibly fight against God and be victorious? You can't do it. You'll always come out on the wrong side. You'll always come out the loser. And so their foes would be humbled. You see, at Philadelphia, there were faithful believers. But there was a carnal element within the church, and they were hindering the work. They were a nuisance to the work. They were criticizing, no doubt. They were picking holes. They were refusing to throw their weight into the work of God. And they were making life difficult for the faithful remnant. But the Lord Jesus says that someday they're going to bow before you, not to worship you, but in my presence. They'll bow before you, they'll worship me, but they'll be humbled before you. Their foes would be humbled, and then their faithfulness would be honoured. Their faithfulness would be honoured. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. I have loved thee. Dear, sincere Christian today, the Lord loves you. Never forget that. And if you'll continue to be faithful, if you'll continue to strive to live for the Lord, one day He will honour your faithfulness. And one day all of His love will be showered out upon you. So be faithful. Be encouraged. Now we come to the behold of finality. Not only the behold of opportunity and the behold of superiority, but the behold of finality. Because you'll notice verse 11, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Now at a glance, you would think that this refers to the second coming of Christ. But actually, this does not refer to the second coming of Christ. You know what this refers to? This refers to the Lord Jesus Christ coming by His Spirit to relieve the faithful remnant at Philadelphia. You're going through a difficult time now, and your world seems to be falling apart, and everything seems to be going wrong, and nothing seems to be going right. But I'm coming quickly. I'm going to come soon. I'll be there before long, and I want you to hold the fort until I come and relieve you of your suffering and rid you of those who are oppressing you. You know what my desire is for this church? My desire is that the Lord Jesus Christ would come by His Spirit and would give us the victory. And indeed, my prayer is exactly that for every faithful church across the land. Because let's be honest, at the minute, we seem to be banging our heads off a brick wall. Isn't that the case? Perhaps some would beg to differ with that opinion, but I believe when you're being realistic, you have to admit that things are not the way they should be. We seem to be coming up against a barrier that we cannot break through. My prayer is that the Lord of glory will suddenly come to His temple. Behold, I come quickly. And surely this year, when we look back 150 years to the 1859 revival, to that time whenever the Lord came quickly, surely we long that He would come again. Surely we long that He would come and that he would take the field. And if I can put it like this, surely we long that He would come and make things easy. Make the work of God easy. Now you might find that a strange statement. But whenever revival comes, whenever the Holy Ghost descends, all of the enemies that are arrayed against the church melt away. And that is the day that I'm looking for. Lord, come quickly. Yes, Lord Jesus, someday you'll split the clouds and come for the church. And you'll rapture your church forevermore. But Lord, before that, come quickly and revive us. Come quickly, Lord.
and meet our desperate need. Lord, come to the Tent Mission. Lord, come to the Children's Bible Week. Lord, come in fact to every aspect of the church. Come to the Sunday School. Come to the Lifeliners. Come to the youth work, to the youth rallies. Come to the prayer meetings. Come to the women's meetings. Come to the outreach. Come to it all. Lord, come quickly.